And when we first, it was in the, at the foothills of Nilkant, Mount Nilkant.
Ah.
It's one of the Himalayan ranges. There's a thick forest and infested with wild elephants. And we sensed somehow that there is somebody there, right in the midst of a forest there, living all alone. And sure enough, what a beautiful spot this must have selected. There was a sort of water cascading over a cliff into a sort of a fall. And between the cliff and the sheet of water, there was a niche there, you see, in the mountain range. And like a natural bed, so to say, of stone. And he was lying all naked there. And the water falling over there. And we wouldn't have traced him, we wouldn't have found him out. But how did we find out? He was behind the curtain, you see, water curtain. He used to carry a stick with him. Thick little branch, you see, of a tree. All the time he would be just doing like this, you know, tapping. Some rhythm, you see. We wondered, we stopped there, you see, and we admired the waterfall and all that. And we started hearing this noise. So we thought that, what's this? There are wild elephants all around, but what's this? This is the noise from some human beings. Where could he be? And he was spotted behind that sheet of water, cascading over the cliff.
Was Baba with you?
Baba was with us there. We went right into the midst of that forest. And that's the reason why this must is called Nilkantwala. You see, because we got him right from the Nilkant Mountains.
Did somebody direct you into the mountains?
We had heard that there is somebody living there all alone on his own, having left the whole world. And then we traced him and got him there. Long back we had traced him. We used to contact him very often.
Is that Chatti Babaji was slight like that?
Yes. He was of a...
No, I mean in loops.
Yes. No, but Chatti Baba was... Very sturdy, very regal appearance, dignified, yes.
So that is why he was known Nilkantwala. I did not know that. But then how did you get him out of the waterfall?
Then we went there behind that curtain and all as we could. Yes, there was the place was dry, you see, the water used to fall like that.
So behind
that. Behind that, there was a curtain there. A natural wall for him, so to say.
But he can't get away from the God man even there.
Then we went once again after some months back to the same spot and we were disappointed. We thought that we would again find him. But then what happened, all of a sudden after many years, he left that seclusion and went and stayed in one of the inns there in Haridwar itself. The busiest place there. It's a place of pilgrimage, Haridwar and Rishikesh, close together, the twin cities. But then we heard that he is there. So we went there and then all the time our contacts were there. But first contacts were in the forest. Beautiful spot. But men dreaded to go there because of the wild elephants. And we were there with the God man. Walking, roaming about there, finding out where that lost man is, you see, in the forest.